Hi, this is Steve Webb, your OG Godcaster. You're about to hear the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, which was recorded in 2006. It's a daily show which will run right up to Christmas Day, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Now, the story of Advent and Christmas is a timeless story, so it doesn't age. However, the links and the phone numbers mentioned on the podcast have all changed but one. WhyChristmas.com is still current and active, and it's the best Christmas information website on the internet. LifespringPodcast.com now forwards you to LifespringMedia.com, and the phone number you'll hear on the show is changed to +1-951-732-8511. Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Advent Calendar. Today is day number 21. The show today is a little bit different, so I'd like to recommend that if you have earbuds or headphones, that you use those to listen to today's show. Now, if you don't have those, if you don't have access to them, that's okay. You'll still enjoy the show, but you'll have just a little bit of an extra measure of enjoyment using the earbuds or the headphones, if at all possible. Today, we'll be hearing the story behind another Christmas carol. And joining with the LifeSpring Hymn Stories, or Carol Stories as we're calling it, and it'll be episode number 24 of the Hymn Stories show. So let's open today's door and find out what the carol is and what's going on.
Today we're going to be finding out about my favourite carol, and that's O Come All Ye Faithful. Like our two previous carols, this one has also been attributed to many different authors over the years, but it was written by an English Catholic priest called John Wade in the 1700s. Now, it wasn't good to be a Catholic in the UK after 1745, following the Protestant Jacobite Rebellion. So like many of his fellow Catholics, John Wade fled to France and he went to the town of Douai. As a trained calligrapher and musician, Wade was given the job of researching and recording the historic church music that had been lost during the rebellion. He also rediscovered many older works and distributed many songs throughout France and Catholic Europe. Around 1750, he wrote the beautiful tune Adeste Fidelis, and a decade later, he wrote six verses in Latin to accompany it. It was published in the same year in the book Evening Offices of the Church. The carol wasn't translated into English until 1841. When Frederick Oakley translated verses 1 to 3 and 6, and William Thomas Brooke verses 4 and 5. But nowadays, in most churches, only verses 1 to 3 and 6 are sung. Throughout this time, Wade's authorship wasn't recognised, and some people attributed the carol to the 13th century saint, St Bonaventure. And it's also sometimes known as the Portuguese carol, as it was performed at the Portuguese embassy in London around 1860, where the organist claimed it was a work by a Mr John Redding. However, following the discovery of several manuscripts bearing the name John Wade, who was actually born over a century before Redding, the rightful author was known. It quickly became a popular carol in all churches, and has even appeared in the US top 10 charts on three separate occasions. The traditional last verse should only really be sung on Christmas Day itself, or at midnight mass services, as it opens with, "Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning."
Spare something on a cold Christmas Eve night. Thank you. Merry Christmas. All dressed up for church tonight. Could you spare something on a cold Christmas Eve night? Thank you. Merry Christmas. Good evening. Could you spare some... God, it's cold. Could you spare something on a cold Christmas Eve night? I remember that one. Let us adore him. Am I too late? Just in time. Christmas.
This has been day number 21 of the LifeSpring Advent Calendar and the 24th episode of LifeSpring Hymn Stories or Carol Stories. If this is your first time listening to one of the shows, please visit LifeSpringPodcast.com to find out more and to find out about all the other shows in the LifeSpring family of podcasts. To find out more about Christmas, please visit James Cooper over at whychristmas.com. Today, there were four musicians on the show. As always, the theme music was Brian Duncan and the Neo Soul Band with This Christmas. The organ music was Julie Melton with O Come All Ye Faithful. The Homeless Man was Gary Sunblad with O Come All Ye Faithful. And the last singer was Jill Parr. Links to all the music can be found on the show notes page at LifeSpringPodcast.com. For James, I'm Steve Webb, and we'll see you tomorrow for number 22. And treasures here no longer need.